Hello, and welcome to Bottleship with our friends the Jifflings. If you enjoy the show, please leave a review and share the podcast with your friends. And you can email us at thejifflings@gmail.com. And stay tuned to the end of the show when the Jifflings will read out some of your reviews. And now it's time for today's episode, The Inventor's Blindfold. In your world, things are important. But what about the things that aren't important anymore? Well, sometimes those things end up here, in the magical land of Dilstonia, where little creatures called the Jifflings live on their little Jiffling ship. They find these things that we throw away and fish them out of their sea, so they can recycle them and put them to good use once again. And here they are now, ready to work. Eccentric young pumpkin.
Ooh, I'm ever so excited.
The hedge, who is a very lazy Jiffling.
Like, hey man, is it time for bed yet?
Miss Katie, who loves fixing things and dressy up. Sometimes I like both together. Albert, the ship's gardener.
Hoppick Bay, who's been into me cabbage patch like?
And Friedeline, a very sensible Jiffling who looks after everybody on the ship.
Yeah, that is correct. Oh.
Today on the ship, it is a sunny spring morning and all the Jifflings are full of beans.
Woo!
Oh.
Well, almost all the Jifflings. The hedge is still fast asleep in bed. Young Pumpkin was far too excited for sleep, though, and leapt up onto Hedge's bed, bouncing up and down.
Wake up, Hedge! There are so many fun things to do today. We could go frolicking in Albert's meadow.
Then Miss Katie leapt up and joined in with the bouncy fun. We could build a tiny model of our ship out of driftwood.
Or we could just bounce up and down on your bed until tea time.
Well, the idea of tea time did interest Hedge, so he sat up in his bouncing bed and stretched.
I was just having, like, a really delicious dream, man.
Ooh.
In my dream, we found some magical breakfast fairies who made food so yummy that my tummy said yippee.
Well, Hedge, that sounds like your tummy would quite like some breakfast. So Friedlein and Albert jiffled in, and they all headed over to the kitchen, excited to hear more about Hedge's dream. What did the fairies wear, Hedge? Colourful ball gowns or super shiny leotards?
They wore shirts made of candy and, like, sugar plum crowns.
Then Young Pumpkin had a very fun idea.
Woo! Why don't we go on a fairy hunt? I want to see what the fairies are wearing too.
The Jifflings certainly liked that idea. Well, maybe not all the Jifflings.
Oh, Pumpkin, enough of this silliness now. There are no such thing as fairies.
Well, that's not true, Friedlein. There are fairies in my garden, and they keep eating my strawberries.
Ha! Huh. Nonsense, Herr Albert. The hedge is eating your strawberries. I have seen him with the red sticky paws.
Hey.
Fairies simply do not exist.
Everyone sat back,
right,
feeling a little sad. Then Young Pumpkin smiled.
Ooh, I think we can find the fairies anytime we like, Friedlein. All we have to do is use our imagination.
That's right. And if we imagine it, we can have the best fairy hunt ever.
Well, the imagination is important, yeah. But believing in things that are not real is just silly.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, what would happen if no one believed in Jifflings?
Well, everyone believes in Jifflings, Albert. But right now, that sound means an object which was lost or thrown away on Earth, has turned up in the sea around your ship. So just as a Gifling should, you all need to help heave the object in. The object landed on deck with a gently softy bump. It was padded and silky, and you couldn't see through it at all. I think that's the princess's leg warmer, to keep her toasty warm on important trips. But then Albert stepped forward, for he knew just what the object was. He hurried up onto the story seat, and then he began his tale.
Well, this is the inventor's blindfold, and my old dance teacher, Tippy Tap Trisha, told me all about it. Once, in a grand old country called Iceland, there lived a very important man called Professor Oxford Thinkerson, who was known across the land for his amazing inventions.
Ha-ha! Look here, old chum! I've invented a no-splashy spoon, so children can now eat soup without spilling it everywhere!
Ha! Finally! Soup will go in my mouth instead of on my face! Thank you, Professor! It's magic!
But because Professor Oxford Thinkerson was so practical, he didn't really have time for things like magic.
Ridiculous! There's no such thing as magic! This is science!
Well, each morning the professor would wake up, take off his special blindfold that he'd invented, which covered his eyes and ears, so he always got the perfect night's sleep. And then he'd make a nice cup of tea and think about things to invent.
Inventing! Oh, I love it! Today I'm going to invent everything! Ha! Just as soon as the water for my tea has boiled. It's taking far too long. I know! I shall invent the much faster Tea Master! All I need is something very hot to boil my water.
Then an idea flew into his funnel.
Ha! A volcano! I bet if I climb right to the top and get a big chunk of lava, it'll be perfect for my new invention.
So, practical Professor Thinkerson set off up the volcano to find himself some lava, carrying with him his special toolkit, including his inventor's blindfold, in case he needed a little nap halfway up. Well, as everyone knows, volcanoes are enormous. And soon the professor was lost, so he stopped and looked around.
Where is the top of this volcano? I wish I knew.
Then, suddenly, he heard a little voice.
Hello there, human. I'm Tribor, the Elf Queen. I can help you get to the top if you like.
Well, Professor Thinkerson looked down, and indeed, there was an elf smiling up at him. But because he didn't believe in things like magic, the professor wasn't pleased one bit.
No, you can't possibly be an elf. Elves simply don't exist. I must be suffering from mountain madness. Oh!
So quickly, the professor set off across the mountain volcano, looking for the top. But still, he was lost.
That's completely the wrong way,
said the elf.
Why don't you let me help you?
Because you're simply not real, replied the professor.
And quickly he whipped out his special blindfold and pulled it over his head, covering his eyes and ears.
Now I can't see or hear any elves at all. Ha!
Well, although the silly professor really couldn't see or hear any elves, thanks to his blindfold, he also couldn't see or hear anything else either. And soon, he got even more lost. Then, finally, Professor Oxford Thinkerson stopped and took off his blindfold.
Oh, I'm so lost now that I've even lost that elf I didn't believe in. If only I had believed in elves and magic, I could have got to the top by now.
Then Professor Thinkerson threw away his blindfold in a big professor's grump, and he wandered off back down the volcano, all the while wishing he hadn't been so stubborn and used his imagination just a little bit more.
And now the blindfold is here, man.
Woo! Could it be a 5-chifling swing for summer garden swing fun?
That's a lovely idea, Pumpkin. But I think Friedeline has a different use.
I think we should use the inventor's blindfold as a picnic blanket, so we can have lovely jiffling picnics whilst we are out on our fun, magical fairy hunt.
Yay!
Aye.
That sounds like a jolly idea, Friedeline. So the Jiffs packed up a delicious hamper of treats for their lunch, and they explored the boat looking for magical fairies. And do you know, Friedeline thought she might just have seen one fluttering through the air. And then, after a rather long and magical day, the Jiffs were all tuckered out. So they had a nice cup of cocoa, yawned, and then it was time for bed. Good night, young pumpkin.
Good night.
Good night, Albert.
Bye, I'll see you in the morning, like.
Good night, Friedeline.
What it is, a good night. Yeah.
Good night, Miss Katie. Night, night. Good night, Hedge. Hedge? Oh, I think the hedge is asleep already. And goodbye to you, wherever you are. Maybe next time you see a thing that you might throw away, you'll stop and see if you can use it again, just like our friends the Jifflings. And maybe the thing you use again will have a story to tell too. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to Bottleship. For all the parents listening, if you'd like to, you can donate to the show at patreon.com/bottleship. And as a thank you, we'll send your child a personalised audio message from the Jifflings. And for all the children listening, if you enjoyed the show, please leave a review and share the podcast with your friends. We've had some lovely reviews this week, haven't we, Jifflings?
Totally. Like this one from the USA. It says, I am Brendan. I live in North Carolina, in America. And I'm like the story, the firefighter's hose, because one time I didn't take care of my thing, and now I can't find it. So I think that story is really awesome. Also, Hedge is my favorite Jiffling. Man.
Well, thank you very much, Brendan. That is a lovely review.
That's right, Albert. And we've had this review too. It says, Hello, I'm Grigori. I am 6 years old and I live in Oaxacan, Mexico. I just love your stories. I usually hear them at night before sleeping. My favourite part of the story is when the Jifflings tell where the things came from. Also, until recently, I thought Friedeline was a boy.
Oh!
Maybe one day you can make a story about the dragon scale. Sincerely, Grigori.
Woo! Thank you very much, Grigori. That's a great review. And maybe there will be a story about a dragon very soon. Yeah. And we would also like to say hello to Denzel and his chicken wings. Ha!
And hello to Hayden and Theo in Seattle, USA.
And hello to Eva and Oscar from New York. Thank you so much for writing to us. We always love to hear from everybody, and we love it when you leave a review. That's right, Miss Katie. And if you'd like to send us an email, please send it to thegiflings@gmail.com, or you could leave us a review wherever you listen. And if you like listening to stories, why not check out our sister podcast, Storytime, for children of all ages. Thanks again, and we'll bring you more exciting adventures with our friends the Giflings very soon. Goodbye.